In New York, a unique community has been spared by City Hall. Since at least the mid-60s, a small group of hardy New Yorkers has been living year-round on boats in the Hudson River. They're just blocks away from the center of the city. As Daniel Weiss reports, the city has backed off of plans to get rid of the liveaboards.
The several dozen boats docked year-round at the 79th Street boat basin range from yachts to sailboats to ramshackle houseboats. Longtime resident Ed Bacon says the people who live in them are just as eclectic.
We've got out-of-work people to multimillionaires, and we've got starving artists to business partners. So it's a little of everything. You don't catch that mix. Usually you hang around with your peer group throughout life, and here you get a wild mix of people.
Bacon, who runs a yacht charter service out of the boat basin, has counted among his neighbors uber-capitalist Malcolm Forbes and Godfather novelist Mario Puzo, as well as assorted musicians, teachers, and layabouts. Many of them, like 81-year-old Joe Fitzpatrick, can't imagine living anywhere else.
I'm not locked up in an apartment. That's the one thing I couldn't stand, being locked in. And most of us down here feel that way. So we're willing to put up with the hardships.
Frigid winters, floods, fires, and more have failed to drive residents away. But for the last decade, when a docking permit has become available, the city has replaced it with one for the summer only. Today, there are only around 40 boats. There used to be more than 100. But now the city has agreed to let the population stabilize at 52, saving a community that residents liken to a floating small town, where everyone knows everyone else. Robin Raskin lived here in the 1980s and says that privacy was hard to come by.
So we knew everybody's girlfriends, boyfriends, marriages, breakups, stomach aches. I mean, that's the closest. It was almost like, you know, in a way, living in a college dorm.
Raskin and her husband left because it became too difficult to raise children and pursue careers while living on a boat. All sorts of weird things happen at the boat basin, too. You might be walking down the dock and get tossed into the river when the wake from a speeding boat crashes ashore. Or look out your window and see a corpse floating by, bloated from days in the water.
Simone?
Si. Hey,
Pedro. How are you doing?
Documentary filmmaker and painter Simone Di Bagno says that one time, a guy jumped into the river in a tuxedo, and when boat basin residents tried to rescue him, he resisted.
He fought us like crazy. We were all scratched and things and stuff, but we saved him. We got into the land, and afterwards he thanked us. He said, yeah, I changed my mind.
Di Bagno's houseboat doesn't look much like a boat. Inside, Thai tapestries hang from the ceiling, a Buddha sits in the corner, and antique mirrors line the walls.
I got all these materials and colorful things from Thailand, from China, from India, to make it a cross between, you know, a Chinese opium den and a Turkish brothel.
There's a studio upstairs, though sometimes those big wakes send Di Bagno's paintings crashing to the floor. His boat has been featured in a book on remarkable homes of New York, but in 2 years, he'll have to get rid of it. That's when the city will require all boats here to be fully operational on open water. Di Bagno's, along with a number of others, will almost certainly fail the test. When he first bought it, he took it out on the Hudson and it capsized.
Sometimes I wake up with sweat thinking about the fact that, you know, I've been living here for 20 years, you know, this is my studio, my home. And I would have to get rid of it and get something else that I cannot afford. With the money I have, I can get a dinghy. But I don't think I can really live on a dinghy.
For now, most residents are pleased their community will be saved. But Di Bagno and a few others hope that the city will make an exception, let them stay on their non-running boats past 2009. For NPR News, this is Daniel Weiss in New York.